It's The Takeaway. I'm Arun Venugopal. On Tuesday, the Boy Scouts of America filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In recent years, hundreds of former scouts have filed lawsuits against the organization, alleging that they were sexually abused by scoutmasters and other leaders. The cases span decades.
You're really seeing the decline of scouting over the past several decades for many reasons. And this is just, I hate to say it, almost another nail in the coffin.
That's Scott Leadingham. He's the news director of Northwest Public Broadcasting.
And I've been in the Boy Scouts and the scouting program since I was 8 years old. So upward of close to 30 years and been an Eagle Scout for 21 years.
Today, Scott volunteers at a summer camp run by the Boy Scouts. Recently, he's noticed a large drop off in the number of new scouts attending the camp. And while he was initially encouraged by efforts to modernize the Boy Scouts, like allowing transgender members, the sexual assault allegations have made him cynical about the future of the organization.
This didn't happen overnight. This was a systemic issue that happened over the course of decades. And the hubris that led to it is, you know, not that much different than the hubris that led to the same sort of issues happening in the Catholic Church and other large-scale organizations. It's the same sort of thing where you always want to protect the organization and its reputation over the actual people that you are supposed to be serving.
And Scott's concerns about the Boy Scouts are also being felt by many former scouts suing the organization, unsure what the bankruptcy moves for the future of their cases. For more, I'm joined by Gillian Dumas, an attorney at Dumas & Vaughn. She's currently representing clients in roughly 36 cases against the Boy Scouts of America on the West Coast. Welcome, Gillian.
Hi, everyone.
Gillian, is it possible the Boy Scouts will shut down?
The bankruptcy they filed is to reorganize, not shut down. So I don't think so. This is sort of like what all of the Catholic archdioceses and dioceses around the country, many of them filed the same sort of bankruptcy proceedings, and they didn't shut down. So no, I think they're looking for a path forward, but what they're really looking for is a deadline for the sex abuse claims that have been filed against them over the years, really starting in the 80s. The trouble with that is that abuse survivors are on their own timeline, and it takes them decades to come forward. So being all of a sudden put on this fast track of a bankruptcy proceeding, that's going to be hard for survivors.
So the Boy Scouts is in a position to determine when survivors come forward?
The final decision is not going to be up to the Boy Scouts, but simply by putting this into bankruptcy, they're going to ask for a claims bar date, and the court is going to give them one, whether that's a year from now or 90 days from now or some other period. We don't know yet because it's too early to make that decision, but it's going to be a deadline. So that means that anybody with a claim needs to come forward and bring that claim. And it might be emotionally rough for people, but they're going to have to do it. And that's what's so difficult for so many survivors, because they need to talk to their families. Some of them have never told their wives. They've never told their parents. And they're going to need to, you know, get the emotional wherewithal to do that. And some of them may never do it. And that's pretty unfair.
You traveled to Wilmington, Delaware this week, where the Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy. Why was it so important for you to be there?
Well, a lot of most of our clients have already filed their lawsuits. And that makes us different than a lot of the attorneys around the country who have signed up a lot of clients with the idea that they would bring their claim in the bankruptcy proceeding. Our clients have already filed their lawsuits. One of our clients was going to start picking a jury in his case this Friday. He filed his case 2 years ago. And so when he heard that the bankruptcy had been filed, he was devastated. It was like the rug got pulled out from under his feet. So we wanted to be here just to know exactly what was going on, see the judge with our own eyes, see the courthouse with our own eyes, know exactly what was going to happen in his case and in the cases of our clients who have already been in the courthouse and have already started their lawsuits. All of those lawsuits are going to be moved now into the bankruptcy case. And that's a big wrench for them. So we wanted to just be here on the ground to be part of it so we could report back to our clients, because they're going to have a lot of questions.
How did your clients react to the bankruptcy news?
It was a mixed reaction. Those like our guy who is starting his trial essentially this week with picking the jury, he, like I said, was the most shocked and the most hurt. He saw it as another betrayal by the Boy Scouts of not stepping up to the plate and taking responsibility. There were some, though, whose cases just got filed right like when the California statute of limitations window opened this January. So their cases have only been filed for a few weeks. They're early enough in the litigation process that they're hopeful that transferring their claims into bankruptcy won't be a delay and might even speed things up. And they may be even optimistic that bankruptcy will give them a more efficient way to process their claim that is less stressful than going through full-on litigation in trial court. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I think overall, some of them are disappointed. Most of them are disappointed that they won't get the transparency that they want, and they won't get the accountability from the Boy Scouts for actually causing and allowing their sexual abuse to happen, now that the focus is shifting just to what are the Boy Scouts' assets and making this all about financial compensation. It is about financial compensation, but for the survivors, it's about the truth coming out, and it's about the history of Boy Scouts' sexual abuse and not protecting kids. And that's the story that they want to be heard. And sadly, that won't happen in bankruptcy.
Gillian Dumas is an attorney at Dumas and Vaughn. Thanks so much, Gillian.
Thank you.
And you can find the full statement from the Boy Scouts of America regarding their bankruptcy filing online at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.